You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where you know I'm going to talk about the ordinary experiences that we encounter in our lives and how to use those moments to drive forward progress and great outcomes in your life. And this week, I want to talk about how are you spending your time? How are you spending the time that you have in a day? And who are you spending that time with when you're using it? And then ask yourself, is your life heading the direction that you want it to be heading? Do you have the energy and the resources and the compassion and the good feelings in your life that allow you to more easily make good positive progress in life? And if the answer to any of those questions is no, I don't feel like I'm living the life that I want to, and I don't feel like I have the energy that I need to make progress, and I don't feel like I'm doing the things that I want to be doing, and I feel like I'm tired and I'm drained all the time, and I don't know what to do about it. I feel like there's stuff that I should be doing, but I'm always too busy with this or that, or I'm always just too involved in other things that are going on. And if that is your answer, then I think that you're facing something that's very common for many people, and it's something that I know that I've faced in my life and still face on a consistent basis. Is it's so easy to spend my time doing things that, sure, they might not be bad things, they might be good things, they just might be things that make me feel tired, that wear me out, that stop me from moving towards my vision and my real goals. And it's so easy to just spend the time there and not think about it, or spend time with people that actually make you feel tired. They don't add to your life, they just pull from your life. All that they do is add strain and stress and requirements on you that maybe aren't good for you. And it can be really, really hard, especially when they're people that we really care about, to take a step away from those people and say, this is not good for me, this is not healthy for me. But we still spend our time there because we have some sense of obligation sometimes that we feel like we need to do these things. We owe these people something, whether it's, you know, family or friends, that we have a sense that we are obligated to them in some way. But here's a great secret that I've had to learn myself, and it took a long time for me to learn it, is you are not obligated to anyone at all in the world. You're only obligated to yourself. You don't need to convince people that you're worth spending time with. You don't need to show people that you can take care of them, that you can do these things, that you can solve the problems, that you can be that voice of reason, or that strong back to put everything on your shoulders. That's not your job. It's not your job to make other people feel comfortable, feel settled, feel like they're taken care of, feel like they can do the things that they need to do. It's your job to be the best version of you that you can be, and to bring your whole self into the world and to pursue your purpose and your passion. And not saying that you should just abandon everybody who you know, but if you're in a situation where you know it's unhealthy and you feel that drain and that strain in your life, it doesn't matter who that person is. You may need to just take a step away from that person, from that situation, from that experience, and say, I know that this is hard, and it's not because I don't care. It's because I care enough that I want to do the best that I can, and I can't do that when I'm spending all of my energy feeding your problems, taking care of your issues. And that's not something that you're obligated to do. You have no reason to put yourself in that situation where you are leaving every time that you see somebody just feeling worn out and drained and like you have more to worry about than you did when you went there. We may choose to help people, and that's fine. If it's a choice and it's something that you feel is part of your calling to help people, then do that. But if it's that, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people who just, they just suck the life out of you. Even if you have fun when you hang out with them, you still, you get to the end of the day and you're just like, God, I am just so tired from spending my time with this person. Then that's something that you should evaluate in your life and see if how you're spending that time, does that align with what you're trying to accomplish? Does that look like where you're trying to go? And is that going to help you get there? Because we spend so much of our time building things for other people, and we do it in our jobs, and we do it in our relationships, and we do it all the time because it's kind of a commonly accepted thing to do, is that you go in and you work really hard and you do these things and you commit all of your time and energy to building somebody else's dream or helping somebody else through their problems, because it's more easy and it's more comfortable to say that you're doing something because other people look at that and they recognize it and see it as good in their eyes, that they say, oh, you spent all of your time, you worked overtime this week, you worked 60 hours, you worked 70 hours, you worked 80 hours. Oh man, you must be dedicated to achieving this thing. You must be motivated to do this. And you are dedicated and motivated, but it's to somebody else's passion. It's to somebody else's dream if you're working for them and you're giving up the other things that are important to you, and you're not allowing yourself the time to pursue the things that you really want to pursue, then you're not spending your time in the way that's going to drive to your best future. And to be clear, I'm not saying that you should stop working or that you should not work overtime. That may be something that's enjoyable and exciting to you, and it may give you the ability, the financial freedom to do the things, get out of debt or buy a new home or invest in a business or whatever the things are that are important to you. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it, but I'm saying that you shouldn't make that the only thing that matters to you, that if your time is just being spent building things for other people and not spent building things for yourself, then you're going to end up getting exactly what your dedication is showing that you want, which is to make somebody else successful. Because however it is that we spend our time, our energy, our resources, that's what we're going to get back from using that time, energy, and resource. So if you're spending all of your time and energy with people that make you feel tired and drained and worn out, then you're going to get more time with people who make you feel tired and drained and worn out. If you're spending all of your time and energy and resource at your job and you're putting in all of this, then you're going to get success at your job, but you're not going to achieve any of the other things that might be what you want to. You're not going to have time to spend with your family. You're not going to have good energy to give to your children. You're not going to have the other things that you need. You're not going to have the opportunity to build the life that you have to live. That's the life that you have to live. You don't get to live somebody else's life just because you worked to build their dream. You don't get to live on the other side of the coin with as the friend who's getting all of the energy from somebody who's willing to invest in them and pour their time and energy and effort into them. You're the one who's giving up your life, your dream, your passions to the advantage of somebody else's life and dream and passions. And I know how that happens. I know how easy it is to be in a spot where you just say, but I'm doing good things. I just got a promotion. I just got a new job. I just was able to pay off my credit cards for the first time since college, or whatever the thing is that, you know, you can look at and you can say that, yes, I'm doing good in everything that I'm doing and I'm having success. How can you tell me that this isn't the right thing? And maybe that is the right thing. Maybe that is something that what you want to do is to invest your time in building this. And maybe you're getting the experience to be able to do something that's more or better, or that's what your goal is. That's what your objectives are. And if that's what your objective is, then that's totally fine. And that's where you should spend your time and energy. But if you still have that feeling in the bottom of your chest or in the back of your throat and where you or somewhere in your mind where you just have that sensation, that feeling of, I'm just not getting enough done. I'm just not accomplishing what I want to accomplish. I'm missing something in this and I need to do more. And you have that just that itch, that drive that's pushing you to do something else, and you feel just uneasy and unsettled and uncertain, even as you're achieving great success, even as you're moving forward and making great progress. That's a really great test to be able to say, maybe I'm making progress in the wrong direction here, and the time that I'm putting into this doesn't align with my desired outcomes. And if that's the case, then just take a step back and evaluate it. You don't need to suddenly change everything. It's a great quote that I heard many times before, and I just love it, is that everything might not change today, but I can make a decision to change everything today. And you could find yourself in that position where you know that you're working, you're busting your tail, and you're not getting there, and you just feel that sense of you're missing something, you're not getting something done that you wish you were getting done. And if that's the case, just take a little bit of time. You don't need to suddenly switch from working 12 hours a day at your job to suddenly doing 12 hours a day at something else that's independent of that and for yourself. But what if you woke up 30 minutes earlier and started putting 30 minutes a day into building something that fulfills that passion, that fulfills that urge, desire inside of you, that you know you're built for something more, you know that there's something else you should be doing. If you spend 30 hours or 30 minutes a day, then you end up, that's 180 hours a year that you're spending just building something for yourself. That's something that has real meaning and potential for impact, that if you're spending that kind of time doing the things, then your mind will start to see and you'll start to shift. And that's where you'll start to spend that little bit of extra time. You'll have that little bit of motivation because you'll feel yourself doing that. And it's just like, whether it's positive or negative, where you spend your time is where you're going to get your results. And if you're spending your time on building something, then you're going to get results of having more time to spend building something. And you're going to have better results from it when you are building. And that's the thing that will change your life. And that's the thing that will drive you to where you're trying to get to. So take a minute today. Look at how you're spending your time. Look at how you feel when you're spending your time in that way. And think about, does this look like I want my life to look? Because however I'm spending that time, however I'm spending that energy, is how my life's going to look in the future. Thank you for listening this week. I appreciate you tuning in. I love talking with you, love sharing my stories and experiences. If you liked what you heard today, please check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. I appreciate you. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.